Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
I'm Sam Edwards. I'm third-generation cure master from S. Wallace Edwards & Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at SurreyFarms.com or VirginiaTraditions.com.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Eat In. I'm your host, as usual, Kathy Irway. And this is Heritage Radio Network, brought to you, well, based at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick. And it's brought to you by that sponsor, which we just heard a little clip from. Today, I'm really excited to have a guest on who makes mustard. She has launched My Friend's Mustard in the last year. It's a small batch artisanal whole grain, delicious mustard made with 6-point craft ales in the mustard. And it's made in Brooklyn. And it's all done by this one woman named Anna Wolf. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Hi.
And she really is actually my friend. So every time I'm like kind of wearing that one out. I was like, yeah, my friend's mustard. Yeah, get it?
Mm-hmm. That's where the name came from. My friend's talking about
my mustard.
So
you're friends with everybody who eats
your
mustard.
I'm your friend, everyone.
And it really has a little picture of your face on it. It's really cute.
Thanks.
Cool.
I was a little hesitant about the face on the jar, but it seems to be going over well. Was not initially my idea.
I mean, foods have a long history of having a little face attached in there. Like,
yeah. I that's what I was kind of going for when I was thinking more of like silhouette, but it turned out to be a full-on sketch of my face. So, and the banner that I have made is like 5 feet long, and it's a huge version of my face. So events get a little creepy, but that's okay. I like it. It's growing on me.
Should sign everybody's mustard jar.
I know. <That's fine. laughs>
So what did you do before mustard?
I moved to New York from the Detroit area in Michigan to get my master's in library science, which I did in 2007. And I worked in the field for a couple years on and off, just doing archives and library work, and took a little stint in Portland, Oregon, and came back to Brooklyn. Just before I'd started doing mustard, I was just bartending. Mm-hmm. I'd left the library world for what I thought was briefly, but turns out to be a little more permanent. Mm-hmm. I was just making mustard for fun, and somebody kind of kicked me into taking it seriously and offered a little backing, and that's the story.
That's terrific. So you joined the club of librarians turned bartenders.
Along with
Lena McCarthy, Anarchy in a Jar, and then Maria Falgust.
Yes, I know. There's a whole clan of us.
Who runs the Enid's Apple Pie Cook-Offs and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've donated to a couple of the the desk set events, so it's coming full circle. Now that I've left libraries, I just donate to their events now. I donate mustard. So I'm trying to keep myself in the loop a little bit. But
right on. You should write a book about mustard and bring it full circle.
With the library community. Yeah. Yes. They're a great community. No hard feelings that I left. I just... this is where life took me, apparently.
Right. Yeah. So you kind of grew up, you were making mustard at home. And that's something I never did as a hobby or a lot of people I knew. I don't know. Maybe it's a regional thing. I'm from Jersey.
No, it's actually, I have to admit, I wasn't making it all the time at home my whole life. It wasn't like mom's recipe or, you know, Grandpa Wolf's recipe or something. It was just something I started playing with. I didn't, in college, I started to get more into cooking and just playing around with food from scratch. And
are you a lifelong mustard fanatic eater?
I do love mustard. I ate a lot of straight up yellow mustard in the Midwest growing up, so I diversified my mustard love once I moved to New York,
because it's nothing like that stuff.
No, not at all. It's got its place, and I do still eat it from time to time on a Coney dog, but I was just making brats one night for dinner, and I wanted to do some beer caramelized onions, and I was like, oh, well, I need some good whole grain mustard, and I was just going to go buy a jar, but I started, just as it usually goes, I start poking around online, I find a bunch of recipes for things, and I start trying things, and then it turns into this huge project. Yeah, right. I never get around to actually even making the meal, which I didn't. I didn't make brats that night. I didn't. I started trying to make my own mustard, and so I went and bought like all those little McCormick's tiny things of seeds that cost like $6 a piece, and made a batch of mustard
like that,
based on an online recipe from, I don't even remember where I found it, but it wasn't good. It didn't turn out very good. So from there, I just started playing.
You're on a plate.
I just started playing with my own stuff. But beer mustard was what I set out to create, because I'm kind of a beer fanatic.
Yeah,
so.
Beer brats and beer mustard.
I like cooking and baking with beer, and I think it's a great ingredient.
There was a bizarre lunch I once cooked when I realized everything I had made had beer in it. I used your mustard on a pack of beer brats from Tamarack Hall Farms, I think, at the Green Market, and I made spent grain beer bread, and it was all together. I was like, wait a minute.
It's because beer is awesome.
Yeah. And why did you decide on... So you currently make two varieties, and one's a jalapeno and Bengali Tiger IPA flavor?
Yeah, that was the first hit, and then I also went a kind of a different direction with the second one and did spicy brown ale mustard made with the brownstone ale. And that one is the Bengali Tiger IPA jalapeno one. That one's a little tangier, brinier. The jalapeno's kind of... You can taste the pepper, but it's not crazy spicy. I wanted the mustard seeds to kind of take the front seat on that one. And then the spicy brown ale is a little warmer flavors. It's got a little cinnamon, a little allspice.
Oh.
Kind of, I don't know, makes me think of this season.
It's a little sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little sweeter. Yeah. It's got a little brown sugar in it.
So. Kind of like the beer, too.
Yeah.
Are you going to do you have plans to do more?
Yes, I do. Okay. I am working on... In my brain, I have plans to do a stout mustard and a honey mustard, but what I'm actually working on right now is a rye mustard. I have some batches in my fridge at home.
Ooh, with the righteous ale.
I'm working on one with the righteous ale with some caraway and possibly some dried currants.
Ooh.
So there's some test batches, different versions, different vinegars. One's using some red wine vinegar. I'm not really sure where I'm going to go with it, because I haven't tasted them yet. I just put them together the other day. It takes, you know, I blended them up the other day, and it's going to take a couple of weeks before I want to taste them and see how they've developed.
So you let them ferment?
Yeah.
Just like...
They just kind of chill out together. The seeds basically pickle. They just soak up all of... They get bigger. They soak up all the beer and vinegar. And
they're soft. And
they get
yummy.
Softer and crunchy. And
I love that. They're like caviar.
That is... That's the buzz about it lately.
Can you make a stout one that looks exactly like caviar?
I have been told
use
that...
Use the oyster beer?
I could. Yeah. I've been told that... Well, okay. My mom calls it the caviar of mustard, and she said I should make that my tagline, but I think that's just because she's my mom.
Oh, you could. You could. There's that symbiotic thing. You know, there's a little more to it than just the caviar of mustard. So what other... what about ketchup?
I have definitely thought about it, and I've been asked... I have some accounts that insist that I try making a ketchup.
Really?
Yeah, like they've, well, you've got mustard, you know, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, whatever. You have to try making a ketchup. And I have honestly never played with making ketchup before.
Who has?
But 2 years ago, I had never honestly made beer mustard. So why not?
And that's something we definitely haven't seen in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, right. I've tasted.
There's
some.
A lot of things we have seen in Brooklyn.
I have tasted. Yeah, it was. When I started making the mustard, it was sort of a fluke that there wasn't a whole lot of that going on already. So that's why I got the push from some friends. They were like, "Look, there's a lot of other stuff going on. There's great pickles. There's great jams. There's, you know, kimchi. There's all kinds of great stuff. Right. But you're doing mustard, and it hasn't been done a whole bunch. There is some mustard in Brooklyn, but." But yeah, so...
I think that would be great.
So
there's a demand for it.
Maybe ketchup.
I mean,
we'll
let's face it. 9 out of 10 people are going to say Heinz is always the thing that I want.
Mm-hmm.
But you could you could mix it up and put caraway seeds and currants in there. I don't know.
I could. I may
Europe,
have to.
They drink that curry ketchup. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Spicy ketchup. I don't know.
It's definitely in the... If a ketchup happens, it's still in the very early stages of thoughts. No immediate ketchup coming to the shelves near you. But I am working on more mustard flavors.
Awesome.
That's one thing that's, I think, a bigger demand right now from different accounts and different friends and people just talking. They're like, so when are you coming out with new flavors? So
I gotta say, I love using the mustards in different ways. I probably put on my blog more than, you know, 4 recipes using it.
I've seen,
but there's
some of
nothing
them.
That it can't like go with well, like salads. I throw a little bit in dressing.
I do the dressing thing a lot with it. Yeah. Well, thanks.
Cooking
for,
with
thanks
it.
Thanks for that.
Totally. I'm a fan. I can't wait to see the more flavors.
I hope that the rye. I've got the flavors in my brain. So I just have to make them happen.
When are we gonna see the rye mustard?
As soon as I can solidify a recipe, it'll just take a couple more months to get it. You know, I have to get a scheduled process done with the food science folks and make sure that it's all done, you know, right. How long do I process it and how long do
boring stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
The boring stuff. Totally boring stuff.
I'll let
so
you
that's,
work on that.
That's why it's going to take a couple months once I get the recipe down. But
it's exciting.
Yeah, it'll be
good
fun.
Start.
I'm excited.
All right, so you picked a little song for us?
I did, yeah.
What is it?
It is Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, because it's just one of my favorite songs that he does.
All right, we'll be right back. How can you go wrong with little Stevie Wonder in the middle of the day?
I agree.
Is that something you like listening to while cooking, making mustard?
Yeah, I jam out to a lot of soul in the kitchen while I'm making mustard. A lot of soul goes into the mustard.
Oh.
Oh. That was bad, sorry.
No, that's perfect. Once again, we're here with Anna Wolf from My Friend's Mustard, which just launched in February?
On shelves as of late August.
Late August.
So it's only been just over 3 months, but...
Incredible.
Yeah, I think I started my LLC in January, officially. Right. But that's more boring stuff.
Well, congrats. And we were just talking off stage a moment about how you're in 21 accounts in Brooklyn, like
the
stores.
Last count, that seems to be the number floating around my head.
Right, and one Lucy's Way in Chelsea Market mm-hmm. in Manhattan. And this one is like...
And Murray's Cheese as well.
Oh, and Murray's Cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a really funny thing. And you know, you were just saying that Lucy's Way keeps getting calls about it. They're sold out of it. And
apparently it's a hot item right now. I was asked by one of the women there, how am I possibly getting the word out? They're fielding calls about it. They ran out. And I was not doing anything different than I was when I started. I guess it's just... in more accounts now. People mm-hmm. are seeing it more. The website is there. I'm really bad at Twitter, but I'm trying to get better.
Amazing.
I have a Twitter account, but mm-hmm. so it's probably not through Twitter. But Lucy's Way tweets about it a lot, so that's cool. They put it on sandwiches there. So.
Well, and your Twitter is Mustard Madness, right?
Mustard Madness, yes. I'm practicing. I'm trying to get better. Pretty good at Facebook, but...
Hey, there's something to be said for practicing, reserved tweets.
Yeah, I feel like I could get addicted if I really get into it. I just do it for the mustard. I don't do a lot of personal tweeting.
Mm-hmm. And you're at any fairs coming up?
I actually,
fleas, markets?
No more coming up. I did the Artists and Fleas Holiday Bazaar this weekend, and that was the only weekend I was able to... commit to. Sadly, it was a little bit rainy, but I'm trying to keep myself open for some more. I'd like to get into markets coming up soon, so I'm looking around at different stuff that's popping up. I don't know if Artists and Fleas is going to make the foodie part of their market on a regular basis. I've looked into the Brooklyn Flea, but that's nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing definite.
So you're all mostly in stores then?
Yeah, right now it's mostly retail and a couple restaurants and bars in Manhattan. I do, it's last I checked, it's still on the menu at Jimmy's number 43 and Brooklyn-ear, a brand new little place that opened up on the west side in Manhattan. Rattle and Hum bar, another beer bar, so craft mm-hmm. beer places that do sausages and things mm-hmm. like that. It kind of goes well with those. So, yeah, I'm
perfect.
Trying to think if it's anywhere else, but I think that's it.
Sounds good. And are they mostly served with sausages? Or?
Yeah, I think at Jimmy's and at Rattle and Hum, that's what they're doing with it. And I heard rumors at Brooklyn-ear of hot dogs, but I have not been in to witness mm-hmm. what is actually
okay.
happening with the mustard there.
What's the craziest thing you ever used one of your mustards for? Anything
I don't know if
unusual?
I've done crazy things, but I made mustard rolls one time. I like to bake with it, and I did like a maple mustard glaze on
really
the top of the
idea.
Rolls. And I've done... Well, we've just done classic, like, pork chop with mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Use, like, a whole jar of the spicy brown ale.
I'm having a crazy idea right now of mustard pizza, where that's the sauce.
I have that's been mentioned to me before by various pizza lovers, which I never thought of, but I'm sure it could be cool.
That would be really neat.
All right. Well, like mustard pizza focaccia. With sausage,
and sauerkraut, or
that'll be an intense.
We'll
pizza.
Have to experiment with this a little.
All right.
That's okay.
Plan.
So, what do you think is the most date-worthy application for mustard? Would it be something? I don't know. What is your favorite meal to
put it with? I'm a snacker.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Pretzels.
Pretzels and mustard. No. I like to put it with cheese, little cheese plates or cheese and meats, a little charcuterie thing going on. That's kind of my favorite application just because sometimes at the end of a long day I'm a little too lazy to cook the whole meal. I
I think you have the choice of different things.
Yeah,
to
I think
with.
I cook a lot less than I did before I started doing this, just because I'm so.
That's
I'm
okay.
A little
That's
busy.
What everyone says.
I'm a little busy now, but when I do get a chance to cook with it, I like to throw it in with some greens and some garlic and saute it all together and.
Sauteed greens with mustard. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. I just did that a couple times this summer when I had an overabundance of greens from my CSA. So
cool.
But yeah, I put it with, they both go pretty well with sharp cheddar. I've been doing that at a lot of cheese shop tastings when I do little in-store demos. We did it with the Cabot cloth-bound cheddar one time, and we were just going to do it with the jalapeno, but it ended up going pretty well with the brown, too. Mm-hmm. So, cheese.
Grilled cheese. That sounds awesome.
Grilled cheese with mustard. That's another thing I've done.
And what is your favorite meal aside from mustard?
My favorite meal aside from mustard? It's probably Indian food. It's probably, I'm totally boring when I go to the Indian restaurants. I'm a tikka masala girl. I know everybody is. Everybody orders that. But probably that, yeah. Which, I don't know, I guess that's sort of a departure. I mean, they use mustard and things. But
yeah, you should make a curry mustard.
Curry mustard is something I have definitely... There's so many thoughts in my mind about where I can go. I'm trying to...
Yeah, how would 6.4 get into that one?
I'm trying to sort it out. Maybe I could use the Pilsner or something.
Do you have... maybe the Pilsner.
It might be
always... Yeah.
It doesn't have to necessarily be an ale. It can be a lager.
Right on.
Yeah,
Is it always going to be beer, though, you think, in the mustard?
I don't think I'm going to always have beer. People have talked to me about getting it kosher certified.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be wrong, but I don't think 6 Point is kosher certified, which would mean it's my mustard is by default not kosher certified. But that would probably be it's a possible thing I could look into for New York with mustard and delis. It's something that comes up a lot is people asking, is it kosher? Is it going to be kosher? It would go great in all the delis in Manhattan. So maybe, I don't know. But right now I really dig what the beer does to the mustard. And I mean, with what the flavors do for it, it's just better than using water. It's like liquid bread and there's so many awesome flavors and sugars and things that you don't get out of.
It has that subtle funkiness, that fermented beer.
It's
a little
tasty.
Alcohol too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have to boil some of the alcohol out, by law. But some of it stays in there.
Did you make this mustard line out of a desire for better mustard? Were you just frustrated with all the mustards out there?
No, I didn't actually. I just wanted to try something different. I like a lot of the mustards that are out there.
Did you ever have a really bad mustard experience? You went home and you're like...
and I poured over my... I like a lot of the mustards out there, and I definitely a lot of people have asked me whether that's the case. Like, do you just hate everything else that's out there? And I don't just love my mustard. I just wanted to try something different one day. It was really sort of I have to admit a fluke in the beginning. It was just another one of my kitchen projects. It could have been, I make chutneys and I make relishes and salsas and all kinds of stuff just for fun, trying stuff out, but just depends on what I have in the fridge. But the mustard was just one that really hit it big with me and with my boyfriend and with my friends, and it just got a lot of buzz pretty quick. So that's why that one took off.
Does your boyfriend help out with the mustard? Or
He provides endless moral support. But he doesn't work in the kitchen with me.
Does he cook?
He cooks with me sometimes. Yeah. But I do... Yeah, he's always willing to pitch in, help out. And he's got his favorite recipes that he likes to make. But I do a lot of the cooking at home just because I'm sort of a freight train in the kitchen. I don't mean like I'm a dominant presence in the kitchen. I am in a way that I sort of take over. It's not his fault if he doesn't cook more. I take over in the kitchen when I'm doing something. So
what do you
think? He steers clear.
What would you make for like a romantic dinner, like a Valentine's Day or something?
Oh, I don't know. Probably some sort of awesome meat involved. Some maybe I don't know. I don't think I've ever made at home a romantic Valentine's dinner.
Okay.
We've always been sort of
Indian food.
Lazy. Probably not Indian okay. food. I go out for that. I'm also lazy. I've made my own curries. They're just never quite as good. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think I did one time, actually. I made a shrimp pasta dish.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's my Valentine's thing. Maybe I do seafood.
Okay.
But I do like to make pork chops with mustard, so maybe I would make pork chops with mustard.
I've never done that. That sounds like a good one.
I recommend the brown mustard for that.
Okay.
If you're using my friend's mustard.
Right.
You
Any
can use other mustards.
Any plans to do like a smooth mustard in the future? Do you get requests for that?
I do. And I have made smooth mustards just in playing around with different recipes before I launched this, and I just wasn't crazy about any of my smooth mustard recipes. Mm-hmm. That's not to say I can't possibly come up with one I like in the future, but it's a pretty different process than what I do right now. I just soak the whole seeds and leave them whole, and I've just gotten a lot of great feedback right now with the texture.
Mm-hmm.
So for the moment, I'm going to stick with the whole grain. And just keep that texture thing going
on. And the ketchup, too. Right?
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
All right. I guess I have to start working on ketchup now.
in due time. You've come a long way in 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get to see more of it and more flavors. Looking
I hope
to
get them out there soon.
And are you just in New York now in Brooklyn? And
there is one... restaurant in Missouri that has a general store kind of market, smokehouse market.
Right on.
They really wanted it. I told them I wasn't really doing wide distribution yet, but they sort of were persistent and
cool. That's
and
crazy.
So yeah, I shipped it out to them, so it's in Missouri.
Sounds like you're getting the word out somehow.
I know. I asked them how they heard about it, and they just said one of the trade magazines.
Okay.
I still don't know which one that is, but but hey, they heard about it somewhere, so.
Right on. So, for the time being, you're still making it just yourself. No
yep.
helpers, just all.
Not a one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is a little, I am going a bit crazy, but it's fine. I do, right now I still love working in the kitchen by myself. It's kind of nice sometimes. The 4 a.m. thing is not always nice, but those are the hours my kitchen requires me to keep.
Oh,
so.
Man. Sounds pretty classic.
All by myself. That's why I have Stevie in the kitchen with me. Stevie Wonder needs the music.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for making it out here. I'm glad you could take a break from that.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
I hope you have an awesome holiday. We'll see you next week. Or maybe not, because I think I'll be away. Sorry. So we'll see you later on. Let's eat in. Thanks.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.